Athenteles Choice Sayings, Chapter 11, Power, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. Why do not more Christians gladly leave all and follow Christ in rescuing the perishing at any possible cost? Is it not because many of us, while looking forward to the future coming of his kingdom, forget his present right to reign in the hearts of his own, and are unmindful of the blessed fact that all power is now given to him in heaven and in earth? How much more ready we are to recognize the power of wealth, of combination, of culture, of race, of habit, and of prejudice, than the power of the Holy Ghost, and to appreciate the glory of things that are seen than that of him who is invisible. God has his spiritual as well as his natural works, and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is no more uncertain in its operations than is the law of gravitation in the natural world. It needs the presence of special difficulties to manifest to all the working of God's mighty power, and for such difficulties we may and should be grateful and not cast down. In the Lord's work, which, if his indeed, always involves conflict against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, alas, how often, if the true secret were discovered, might it be found that God's power was stayed because he would not give his glory to another. God is my rock and my salvation. One only rock, one only salvation, one only defense is ours, and just in proportion as anything else is substituted, will there be weakness and failure and loss. Power with God will be the gauge of real power with men.